الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله منه ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected friends, brothers and elders in Islam, the life of a mu'min in this world is very short compared to the everlasting life of the hereafter. And it is this life and the effort that is made in this life that will determine the success or failure of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, in the life of a mu'min, has made certain occasions as occasions of Eid. These are happy, momentous, special occasions. The occasion where the child is born, ushered into the dunya, is a very happy occasion. We know the happiness that is brought to the parents, grandparents, family members. It's an occasion where everybody rejoices. Expressing gratitude and thanks to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for blessing them with this bundle of joy, blessing them with this child. Then we find another occasion of Eid that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala brings is the yearly Eidain, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Happy, momentous occasions, auspicious occasions, where mu'min longs for, yearns for, he looks for it, and preparations are made in advance to receive the Eidain. Then the weekly Eid, we all know the Mubarak day of Friday, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala honored the believers with every week. The barakat, the noor, the great virtues, the merits that Yawmul Jum'ah brings with it, this indeed is even regarded as greater than the Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha also. And then we find that the main Eid of a believer, the greatest Eid that a believer should look forward to, should yearn for, should make all out arrangements and preparations for, is the Eid, the time when he's going to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala at the end of his life. That special moment where the entire life was spent for that moment, that will be the happiest day of a believer. A believer who spent his life for Allah, he sacrificed for Allah, he did everything for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this world, that moment will be the happiest moment of his life. Allah make it be the happiest moment of our lives also. Respected friends, the grace and fazl of Allah knows no bounds upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Among the special occasions which we regard as the occasions of happiness, the occasions of Eid for a believer, is the occasion of the month of Ramadan. This is such a momentous, auspicious, blessed, mubarak occasion. Allah Pak brought the entire month as every day as an Eid for a believer. We don't have to wait for the Eidain that comes once a year. We don't have to wait for the Jum'ah that comes weekly. Allah Pak brought the 30 days of the month of Ramadan as the Eid for a mu'min. The day is the Eid also. The night also is the Eid. When we speak about the Eid, we speak about the occasion to reap from the blessings of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the limitless treasures of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, where the lover will bond with his beloved. This is the true meaning of Eid. You ask a person who is getting married and is looking forward for the occasion and their preparations that go in advance, and if it is a year that he has to wait, we know he counts the days. What happens, the happiness of that occasion? Ask the youngsters or ask those who got married. They all know of the happiness of that occasion of nikah. And they would always remember, remnants, the happy moments that they spent with the beloved. Some person's wife perhaps passed away and they had a happy union, happy nikah. They always think of the moments that they spent with the beloved. Yet the true beloved is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala really can never be compared and equated with any other love. The love of any material, any human being can never be compared with the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, out of infinite grace and mercy, had brought this Mubarak month of Ramadan as a month where the mu'min will bond with Allah. The reconnection will take place. The strengthening of the love of, the strengthening of Iman takes place in this month, the month of Ramadan. Now let's look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam longed for this month. 2 months in advance, where the crescent of Rajab would be sighted, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's heart would be yearning, longing, and pining for the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make this dua, venting the sentiments and the emotions of muhabbat and love for the month of Ramadan with that occasion to bond with Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the dua and taught the ummah to make the same dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Wallah, bless us with barakah in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban. Take us forth to the month of Ramadan. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is conditioning our hearts and minds to understand the greatness that Allah Pak had put in Ramadan. We also yearn, we also make all our preparations to meet this month. Then we find, respected friends, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in the Hadith Sharif it is mentioned that when one Ramadan ends, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala commands that Jannah be decorated in 1 year in advance for the coming Ramadan. 1 year in advance for the coming Ramadan, hukam is given from the side of Allah that Jannah be adorned, embellished, decorated and beautified for Ramadan, so that this will be the honor that Allah will bless the believers with. And as the first night of Ramadan enters, and Ramadan dawns upon the believers, the first night, it's the first Taraweeh, Allahu Akbar, and the Hufaz of the Quran are all waiting for that happy occasion, happy moment, those who spend their time the whole year preparing, and it is a happy occasion to stand on the Musalla, to fulfill the Sunnah, and be the means of so many people also benefiting in the Ummah, fulfilling the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that first night of Ramadan, then there is a wind, a gush from under the arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, gush of wind. And it goes through the trees of Jannah, the leaves and the flowers of Jannah. And the inmates of Jannah all know that it is Ramadan. It is Ramadan now. And the happiness perceived in the atmosphere in Jannah, all the damsels also perceive it. They shout out and they call out that, O Allah, in this blessed month of Ramadan, for all those believers in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who will uphold the sanctity of this month, the rights of this month, O Allah, make us wives for such believers. And make them husbands for us. Make us be beloved to them and may they be beloved to us. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala also calls, Allah Ta'ala commands that the angel call out, Ya Baghi al-Khair, Aqbil, Aqbil. Ya Baghi al-Shar, Aqsir, Aqsir. O the one who wishes to do goodness, the one who wishes to do good deeds in this month, let him come forward, let him come forward. The one who wants to do evil deeds, let him hold back and restrain himself from evil deeds. This announcement takes place. Allah Ta'ala gives that hukam, all the doors of Jannah be open, not a single door be closed. All the doors of Jahannam be shut closed, not a single door be left open. All the shayateen, some say all the shayateen, some ulama say that no, the rebellious shayateen, the great shayateen, who cause the most amount of mischief, those shayateen are chained and locked. so that the ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ would not experience difficulty in fulfilling the commands of Allah, the orders of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, upholding the sanctity and the rights of this month, the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just one day before the month of Ramadan had dawned upon the sahaba, upon the ummah at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a public sermon and address to the sahaba. Now what was the reason for the Nabi of Allah at that occasion, just before Ramadan is entering, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing them. The Nabi of Allah does not want any ummati to lose out the barakat, the blessings of this blessed month. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. O my sahaba, a very, very auspicious and great month is about to dawn upon you. Shahrun Mubarak, a very, very blessed month. Shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min alfi shahr. And in this month there is a night that is greater than 1,000 months in worship. On the night of Qadr, Allah will credit his balance as though he worshipped Allah for 1,000 months. Imagine a person, just few moments of sacrifice and ibadat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blesses a person of 1,000 months of ibadat. A 1,000 months, ulama say about 84 years, 3 months. If a person just gets about 10 years of Laylatul Qadr of Ramadan, you got about 830 years plus. If a person gets 20 years, he's got 1,660 or plus, so many years, that the previous ummats, they never even saw that lifetime also. The ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will bless us with this just few moments. How to get Laylatul Qadr? Ulama say that out of the month of Ramadan, if a person performs the Isha Salah with Jamaat in the masjid, and he performs the Fajr Salah with Jamaat in the masjid, in the week the Nabi of Allah wanted the Ummah to perform, not at home, not at other venues, not at the workplace. Nabi SAW wanted us to come to the masjid, Allah's house. The one who will perform the Fajr and the Isha Salah with Jamaat in the masjid, Allah Pak will grant the person the reward of performing nafal ibadah the entire night. This is out of Ramadan. So all the more in the month of Ramadan, the person, if he wants that bonus of the whole night's reward, he must ensure that he must perform the Isha Salah and Fajr Salah with Jamaat in the masjid. Then as far as the Taraweeh is concerned, then we know this is among the highlights of Ramadan. Allah Pak makes mention, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month where Quran came down. The Quran was revealed. The heavenly scriptures, the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur, and the Quran and Majid, the four main heavenly scriptures, all revealed in the month of Ramadan. Scriptures of Ibrahim alayhi salam also in the month of Ramadan. In other words, this month is a month of such great honor and blessings that there is no month that can equate the month of Ramadan in its position, honor, blessings. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Shahru Ramadan Sayyidu Shuhur. Ar-Ramadan Sayyidu Shuhur, that the month of Ramadan is the leader of all the months. Even greater than the four sanctified months of the Islamic year, that's called Ashurul Hurum, that's Rajab, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, even greater than these four months, sacred months, the month of Ramadan is even greater than this. Greatest month. In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, فَرَضَ siyamahu wa sanantu fihi qiyamahu. Among the blessings that Allah Pak blessed this ummah with, these are all blessings, is Allah Ta'ala made fasting during the day is farz on this ummah. And I had made standing up in the Taraweeh Salah as sunnah. So indeed, the ummah should fulfill the farz and fulfill the sunnah muakkada. If a person does not fulfill the sunnah muakkada, days pass, is not performing the Taraweeh Salah, he becomes sinful. And if a person does not fast during the month of Ramadan, he goes about eating in the open. If he regards this to be something trivial, he becomes kafir. And if he regards it to be a sin, but out of weakness of iman he's doing it, it's a major sin, though he won't come out the pale of Islam. So how important it is. Then we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, for every farz that a person will carry out in the month of Ramadan, Allah will grant him the reward of fulfilling 70 farais. And every nafal deed that a person carries out in the month of Ramadan, Allah will grant the person the reward of a farz. Now if a person out of the month of Ramadan, he only has the ability to do 5 farz in the day. Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. He can't do 6. If he tries also, there's no possibility. But here in the month of Ramadan, for that Fajr Salah, Allah is giving him the reward of 70 Fajrs. Allahu Akbar. That 5 Salah multiplied 70 times in the day. And this is for every farz, every farz. In this Mubarak Mondays, as though there is no nafal, everything a person will do, he gets the reward of farz. is how the business people wait for the December period. It's the business. It's the business Eid. We know the money that the business will turn in this period. And they wait for it. They make so much preparation there in advance. A person would not now, you know, be lax. He would not now take it easy. He'll understand what it means to work hard. Allah Ta'ala's Rasulullah wanted the ummah to work very, very hard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, O my sahaba, O ummah, in this month Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives your sins, Allah accepts your supplications and du'as. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wishes to see the ibadat and your devotion towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala boasts among the angels. Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, look at my servants vying with each other, competing with each other to do good. Allah becomes so happy, so happy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, show Allah your devotion in ibadat. Show Allah the longing that you have towards meeting Him and towards fulfilling whatever He wants. Respected friends, so what a great month it is. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Shahrun yuzadu fihi rizqul mu'min. Allah Ta'ala gives a person with abundance in his rozi. He is being blessed with lot of barakah in his rosy also. But shahru sabr. But it is a month also of sabr. A person has to make sabr from food, from drink, from works of or actions of lust. Can't go close to his wife. We all know. And a person should hold back his nafs from committing sins. For the one who will commit sins in this month, then the reward of this month will be destroyed. He'll get nothing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, رُبَّ صَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ سِيَامِ إِلَّا الْجُوءِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِ إِلَّا سَارِ. There are many fasting people. They get nothing of the fast but hunger. Whole day only hunger. Any reward? Nothing. When they go before Allah, they see nothing there. And throughout the night, they're standing in Tarawih Salah, they're making ibadat, they're doing tahajjud, everything. Zikr. But before Allah, when they go before Allah, they'll feel nothing there. Why? On account of evil deeds and sins. Nabi also mentioned Asyam Junnah. The roza is a shield. It will shield the person from the fire of Jahannam. It will shield the person from sins. It will protect you. But Nabi also told, this is Ma Dama Lam Yukhriqha. As long as the servant doesn't break and tear the shield. Sahaba say, Wabi Ma Yukhriqha. O Nabi of Allah, how can a person break the shield and tear it? Nabi said, Bi Kizbin O Ghibatin. Committing sins and ghibat while person fasting. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Awwalu shahr rahma, awsatu maghfira, akhiru itqu minan nar. The first 10 days of this month is 10 days of mercy. Second 10 days is 10 days of maghfirat, of forgiveness. And the last 10 days is 10 days of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. As the Shaykh Rahmatullahi, Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakira Rahmatullahi mentioned, he said there are two explanations. One explanation what we all know, the first 10 days we know, we are reaping of the mercy of Allah. Second 10 days, maghfirat is coming down. 10 days, Allah Ta'ala makes the decision of maghfirat, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam for the servants. This other Shaykh said, no, there's another explanation. The second is, this hadith is speaking about three categories of people. The first category are those servants, very pure, pious, elite, righteous, the chosen servants. They don't commit guna. Allah make me and all of us from among them. When Ramadan enters, immediately they're reaping the barakat of Ramadan. From the word go, they're taking. Allahu Akbar. From the word go, they're getting. The second category are those that they do good deeds also and they do evil deeds. They're watching TV also, looking at haram on the internet, videos also, taking insurance, banks, haram, lot of wrongs they're doing also. But they're also coming to masjid, the roza also, going out in the path of Allah, going for umrah, going, they're doing all that also. But the wrong is wrong and the right is right. When Ramadan comes, they need to get cleansed. When the second 10 days comes, now the cleansing period for these people. Maghfiratun, the second 10 days, maghfirat. And the last category are those people that they messed up in sin whole year. Most of the time is in guna. Maybe they only come to Masjid Jummah day. Or maybe only Eid day you'll see them. Most all the time in sin, all the time. Allah save me and all of us from being of this category. When the last 10 days of Ramadan, the first 20 days they have to purify themselves, they actually benefit from the last 10 days. Now maghfirat is made for such people. This is provided the first 20 days also, they're not committing that guna. Otherwise, there's nothing of Ramadan for such people. Allah Ta'ala, protect me, protect all of us from being among this class. Wa akhidawana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.